What is happening? Welcome to a very unique episode of The Craft. My name is Nick Pollock, and I was given a wonderful opportunity by Angry Orchard to interview Nick Swisher for about 10 minutes or so. And I gotta say, everything that you have heard about Nick Swisher, that any impression you have of his unbelievable positivity and energy is just so unbelievably true and incredible. You got to listen to this. I mean, there are very few podcasts that I've had where I feel like I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. And that was the fastest podcast I've ever done in my life. Enjoy it. Huge thanks again to Angry Orchard for giving me this opportunity. And it's a ridiculous event that they put on with Nick Swisher. So go give it a listen and have a wonderful time.
Okay. The fact that I've been able to have this opportunity to just be part of this unbelievable organization, bro, and still to be part of it.
It's crazy.
I'm in Central Park playing softball today, bro. You feel me? So it's like, what a league, bro. Well, I got. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And how did this happen? Like, this is with the Angry Orchard. They went around, bro, they searched for the country's worst softball team, and you show up today.
And that's the thing about it, right? Everybody invests in winners. Nobody invests in the underdogs. And that's why I thought this was such an amazing opportunity, because I love an underdog. I've been an underdog my whole life. So I think just in general, the fact that I was able to come over here and to invest in an underdog team, a 1-23 team here in Central Park, to help them pull off a W today, homeboy. Yo, it was legendary, bro.
Is that what happened?
Like I was telling the people in the dugout, they get mad when they make some outs. I'm like, yo, baby, don't get angry, brother. Get Orchard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's less stress. So I think just in general, everybody gets frustrated in life. But once again, you got to find the fun and frustration sometimes. And I think Angry Orchard extremely understands that. And so for myself, just to be part of this project, it's right up my alley, bro. Everybody here from Angry Orchard has been absolutely amazing. Can't wait to work with them again.
Well, okay. You got to tell me though. So like this team, they don't know you're coming. And you just show up. How does that go? What happened here?
Oh, bro, it was awesome. Okay, so I was just sitting in my little tent over here. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, they were like, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a lineup change today. Now pinch hitting for John, I think his name.
Oh, poor John.
The World Series champion, you know, Nick Swisher, bro, I come blasting out of the tent, dude, just running out the whole nine, high-fiving everybody, bro. And I was laughing because, like, you know, bro, I've played softball before. Like, there's no fences here, right? So when I got up to the plate, homeboy, they were like way out there, dude, like just way out there. And I hit an absolute missile in my first at bat to left center. And bro, he was pretty much on the other field. And he was like, oh, yeah, he caught it right on it, bro. And I was like, okay, all right.
So wait, you're there to be the ringer. And
so I need to hit line drives now. So I started getting base hits. But what I realized is, bro, so like obviously I hit right-handed in today's game, so they shifted me. So my third at bat, bro, stayed inside a heater, bro, to right center for an in-the-parker homer, bro. So I got it down now, bro. So I know when I come back next year, bro, I'm going to be ready.
Are you going to come back next year too?
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, don't you think I'm not going to surprise the sons of pitches next year too, for sure.
Well, okay.
By the way, right?
This is an amazing, amazing prank, of course. And I got to hear about your days playing baseball. Yeah. What other pranks can you tell us about right now?
Oh, bro. So I've seen a few of them. I've seen the three-man lift. That was epic. That was in Chicago. You know, I had some guys that were part of that. That one was epic.
The three-man lift? No idea what that is.
Oh, bro, you got to look it up. You got to look it up, right? So what you do is you put three individuals together laying down on the floor, and they all interlock themselves in almost like a pretzel. And what you do is you have one individual that comes over and he's going to lift all three guys at one time.
Sure.
So we had Big Jim Tomey, right, who was pretty much a lumberjack. He came down. He had a sanitary sock on. He had his shirt off. He was ready. He was getting ready to lift these guys up. So they put everybody down on the ground and pretzeled them all up and got them ready. And Jim steps in to lift them all up. And then all of a sudden he moves out of the way and everybody has some sort of a sauce, mayonnaise, hot sauce, pickle juice, name it, dude. Just dumps it on all the guys that are on the ground. And that's the three-man lift, bro. That's the three-man lift. I've seen a couple other ones that are a little, they're not G-rated, but I've seen some cool pranks, bro, across the years, man, for sure.
Oh my gosh. Just, I mean, this must have been an amazing feeling and everything. And like, I also want to hear too, you're a World Series champion and all, right? And you've had some incredible highs in baseball. Tell me about the one that people might not know about. That one at bat, that one pitch you saw that you're able to drive, the one play you made. What is one of those highlights that you just go back to every single time that might not be necessarily a milestone for you?
Yeah, I think I'd probably have to go back to my pitching day, right?
Oh.
When I struck out Gabe Kapler with an 83 mile an hour heater. Right? You know what I'm
Ooh.
saying? So like, even for myself, you know, I definitely enjoy doing things that make me a little uncomfortable. I like
Yeah.
stepping out of my own way just to try new things. And I'll just never forget, man, we were getting waxed 15-5, dude. And Girardi's pacing in the dugout. And at this point, I'd already gone deep, bro. I'm breaking, right? I'm feeling real good
Right.
about my stroke. And he's turned around and he turns and looks at me and he goes, "Have you ever pitched?" And I'm like, "Oh, hell yeah, Skip." Meanwhile, I didn't want to tell him last time I pitched was my freshman year in high school, bro. I didn't
Doesn't
want to tell him
matter.
that. He was like, "Yeah, good thing. Next inning, you're in." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I got you, bro. I got you." So I just went out and did that. But I think just in general, that was such a stepping stone for me that most
Really?
people don't really realize it. I
Yeah.
think that was probably what gave me the most notoriety in my early days with the New York Yankees than what my bat was doing. And so I think just in general, we came back. Remember, we opened up with the Cleveland Indians. And so I think just in general, you know, I just we were getting waxed by the Cleveland Indians, like something like 10 or 11 to nothing. And the whole stadium started chanting Nick Swisher because they wanted me to go in and pitch.
That's amazing.
It was a
Pitchers
one-time
don't even
thing,
get
bro.
that, you know?
Yeah. So I just think in general, that was kind of one of the things. Now looking back on it, ironically, weirdly, that my pitching debut was what really gave me the most notoriety to put me on the
Yeah.
platform to let my bat do the talking.
Oh man, that is fantastic. And as you're going through, of course, your career, who would you say is the teammate that really joined you most in your hijinks and everything that you're doing? They're just like, okay, buddy, he's my guy. Who's your favorite teammate that you linked with?
Man, so I'll tell you my first, my two vets that I had, my two
Yeah.
veteran guys who made an immediate impact on me, was Jason Kendall and Frank Thomas. Two absolute legends of the game. They really taught me what it was to be a major leaguer. And
Yeah.
then when I came over to New York, when I got around Derek and I got around Andy and Jorge and Mariano and A-Rod, and those dudes taught me how to be a professional. They
Ah.
taught me what a routine was. I was
Yeah.
almost just getting by on pure talent and hard work. I had no game plan. I had
Right.
no routine. I didn't understand what I was doing. I was never consistent about anything I was doing other than just putting in the work. But once
Yeah.
I got around those guys, if you want to get better at something in life, bro, you got to listen to people that are better than you. And I was so
Yeah.
blessed to be able to have those individuals in my life to teach me at such an impressionable age, as well as continue to keep the relationship going to today. These guys were mentors for me early in my career, but now I call these guys brothers, uncles, dads, grandfathers, you name it. So for myself, just to be able to be one of the lucky ones that was able to rub elbows with some of the greats to ever play our game made me a better player, hands down, no doubt.
That is fantastic. And last thing here, I really appreciate your time. It's so cool hearing you talk
Yeah,
all
man, for
about
sure.
that. So you have this thing with the Angry Orchard, which is amazing. It's so fun to see you do these kind of things. I believe in the Home Run Derby X as well.
Yeah,
What
MLB X. Yeah, we rebranded this year. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then you have, of course, Swish's Wishes, which I think is phenomenal. Tell
Thank
us more
you.
about what Nick Swisher is up to right now.
Oh, bro. Well, one of the things that I don't think many people know I'm doing now is, you know, my daughter, we had just moved a little bit. You know, me and my family, we moved to a new area, and we had to get ourselves into the new school, and it's a charter school. So I thought I could grease the wheel, maybe help out with some funding, the whole nine. Quickly realized that that's not how they do things. So I asked, "How do I get my kid in school?" And they said, "Well, you can help us." And I said, "Hold on, baby. What do you mean I can help you?" So you are now looking at the director of sports performance and mentorship. I have been given the keys to the castle, homie, to
Yes.
make a mark on these young kids. And
Right.
I am loving it. I feel like for myself, the self-satisfaction that you get on the internal side for helping someone, turning a kid's life around, teaching them that there are better things in life. Because I always tell these kids, man, hey, you can be me. So anytime I show up to school, bro, I am flossing, bro. I look amazing, bro. I got my lanyard around because Coach Swish is in the building, baby. So I'm starting to make a little name for myself right now. And I am so blessed to have the opportunity to help mold these young individuals into something bigger and better than what they thought they were able to do. So that's being amazing. Able to be a mentor to these kids, man, is absolutely amazing because I realized looking back that I had people that invested in me and believed in me. And now it's my turn to invest and believe in these kids, man. So it's an amazing opportunity.
That's so great. Actually, you're talking to a coach of 15 years in basketball and travel baseball coach, pitching lessons, everything like that, man. It is incredibly rewarding. I love that you're gaining that opportunity. Let's be honest, you're teaching them more about pitching than you are hitting, you know, based on what I've just heard about you. So
I just think in general, bro, just being able to just kind of teach these kids a little bit about life.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I'm not necessarily trying to build baseball players. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to build men.
Right.
I'm trying to build great human beings in society. I'm trying to get them to realize that they have so much more to offer than maybe just their athletic ability.
I mean, because listen to what you just said about your teammates.
Well, if you're good enough to play in the major leagues, they'll find you. There's no problems with that.
Absolutely.
But once again, 0.0296% of all athletes make it to the professional level.
So it really does sound like that Frank Thomas and Jeter, those guys, what they taught you is exactly the kind of the same thing that you're now sending out to these kids, which is fantastic. Nick?
Yeah, man. And also, too, I hit them with this swag. I hit them with this energy, bro. It's infectious. They don't have a choice but to come along, bro.
Well, dude, it was so great to meet you. So cool you did this with Angry Orchard.
I cannot imagine
how much fun it was for you, for everybody involved. Fantastic meeting you. Thanks for coming on, Nick.
You got it, Nick. Nice to meet you, homeboy.